During Advent, our thoughts about the Holy Spirit are drawn to the conversation between Gabriel and Mary. Luke 1:35 says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Later, when Jesus prepared his disciples for his return to heaven, he says, "But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." John 16:13-16.
In Acts 2:38, Peter said to his disciples, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Romans 8:9-26 reminds us, "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. And in the same way, the Spirit helps us in weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Dear God, we are overwhelmed with gratitude that you have provided salvation through Christ and a continuing presence through the Holy Spirit. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.